Even when you're sick, like Brother Eric, you couldn't move, sit down because there was pain. So after in your dream, someone took away something here and then threw it away, and then you're fine. After that, you're fine.
The morning I wake up, I know anything is
there. So you are healed completely.
Because it seemed like he removed something like a snake.
Okay, so the devil went.
I saw the remove and put.
Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Amen.
All right, so today is the last Lord's Day before we face New Year. So I thought about what message to prepare. Well, we want to please God. We want to please God before we face New Year, and perhaps throughout New Year, we want to please Him, right?
Amen.
Maybe the 2 days left, today and tomorrow, we want to continue to please Him. And 2019, we want to please Him continuously throughout the year. How about that?
No.
Listen. One of the purpose of our life here on this earth is to glorify Him, right?
Amen.
Is to please Him.
Amen.
Is to lift up His name. Is to boast His name. Is to declare His name. Do you agree?
Yes.
So we want to please Him, right? Yeah. Talk to somebody. Please God.
Please God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So let's look at some of the scriptures now. I want to talk about faith. In order to please God, we need to have faith. Alright? I want to talk about faith today. Let's talk about faith. The importance of faith. We want to define the faith and why we need to live by faith. Okay. The first scripture we want to say is Romans 1:17. Ready? Church? Begin. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Say again. The righteous
will live by faith.
Talk to somebody.
The righteous will live by faith.
Amen. Hallelujah. The righteous shall live by faith. Okay? Not by works. Not by some kind of demonstration. Not by some kind of gift. Okay? Only by faith we become righteous. Hallelujah. Not only righteous, we become holy by faith. We are saved by faith. We are sanctified by faith. We are glorified by faith. Everything is by faith. Hallelujah. From faith to faith. We start with faith and we end our life with faith. How is that? So the religion, okay? They focus on acts, work, my deed, my act. But the gospel focuses on faith. Hallelujah. Okay? It's not by my works, but it's by faith. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's look at the next scripture. Hebrews 11:6. I love this scripture. Ready? Begin.
And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to Him
Okay. The word there, impossible, means there's no other way. There's no other way. To please God, to glorify God, there's no other way but to believe in Him.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
You have to use your faith to please God, to please Him. Now, the main purpose of our life is to please Him, is to glorify Him. And how do we do that? Well, we have to have faith. Okay. Now, Bible says, anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists. Do you believe that God exists here?
Yeah.
Now, some of the brothers, when they're prophesying, when they were sharing, they were saying that God is real, right? Someone said, God is real, right?
Yeah.
God is, you said, God is reality, God is real, God is here. Oh, you have to, must believe that God is here.
Amen.
God is here and God is in you.
Amen.
Do you believe? Talk to somebody. God is in you.
God is in you.
Do you believe?
Yeah.
Talk to somebody. God is in you.
God is in you.
I say, you must believe that God exists. Come on, say. You must believe that God exists. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must believe God exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Do you want to know how I became a pastor? Did I ever tell you that?
No.
I didn't. So I'll tell you now. I met the Lord when I was 12 years old. When I migrated to the U.S., there I encountered the living God. And then there was a fire in my heart. And it was burning brighter and brighter every day. So about high school age, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And since then, I had a desire to serve Him full time. Okay? And I seek the Lord with all of my heart, with all of my mind, and all of my strength. Whenever I go to mountain prayer, I really pray. How I pray? I pray with all of my heart and all of my strength. And most of the times when I went to mountain prayer, I lost my voice. After 1 hour prayer, I lost my voice. Because I was screaming from my tongue. I was screaming, I was shouting, I was in desperation, I call on His name. Back then I used to call Trio, the Lord in Korean. Lord, Trio. So I call on His name until my voice goes out. And then after 1 hour prayer, I'll be like, I was some husky. I'll be like this. And it hurts. Really hurts. I don't know if you experience that. If you really scream and shouting for 1 hour, your throat will hurt. You understand? Really hurt. And every time you swallow, your saliva, right? Ah, it hurts. So actually, many times, to tell the truth, I regret it because it was hurting. I said, "Oh no, I prayed so, I prayed so much and I screamed too much, and now my throat hurts." And I regret it, right? I said, next time I will just pray up to the point where my throat will not hurt. But then when I pray again, I couldn't help it. I prayed to it. I just shout again, screaming, Lord! And then my throat hurts again. So I probably hurt my throat more than dozens of times. But you know what? You know what? God saw me. God saw my desperation. God saw my sincere heart, a genuine heart, desperation. He saw it. That's how I became a pastor. He led me to the seminary. I wanted to go to seminary right after high school, but my pastor said, no, go to regular college and experience. Then you can go to seminary. I said, okay, I obey you. So, I went to the undergraduate college, and then I went to seminary. Listen, brothers, sisters, God sees everything. Whether you have a genuine heart for Him, whether you have desperate heart for Him or not, whether you are real or not, whether you are half-hearted or whole-hearted, whether your heart is sick or not, whether you are depressed or not, whether you are gloomy or not, whether you are happy or unhappy, whether you have faith or no faith, God knows everything about you.
Amen.
You don't have to hide yourself. Mm-hmm. When you come to the house of God, just relax and be real.
Amen.
And be honest. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Every time we share the prophesy, listen, we don't need to share the victories all the time. We need to share failures also. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When some brother shares how he failed throughout the week and how God was still gracious in the midst of that storm, the failure, you know what? The other members will be blessed, will be encouraged. I was there in that storm. You see, we're not boasting ourselves, we're boasting our Lord Jesus Christ. How He is great, how He's faithful, how He's gracious.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so we need to believe that He exists and He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Even now, you have to seek Him as you listen to the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Satan will play with your mind now. Oh, all of a sudden you're thinking about food in your refrigerator. All of a sudden you're thinking about money in your account. How much do I have left? See, you are sitting in the meeting hall. You are worshiping God, but your mind is wandering. You see what I'm talking about? earnestly seek Him. Oh Lord Jesus. That's why we can help ourselves but to call, oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because when we are in our soul, when we call on the name of the Lord, we'll be turning into our spirit. Okay, next verse. Next verse. Okay, Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now let's define what faith is, right? Okay, ready? Begin. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Hallelujah. Faith is what? Faith is being sure. Being sure of what we hope for. Something that you hope for, when you have faith, is the being sure. Something that you do not see, when you have faith, is a certain thing. Oh Lord Jesus, may you have biblical faith today. Okay? A faith according to Hebrews 11, verse 1. Okay, next. Romans 14, 23. Ready? Begin. But the man wow, this verse is very strong, isn't it? Everything that does not come from faith is sin. Wow, what a strong statement. Now we don't wanna sin against God, right? Who wants to sin against God? There's no one here. The Bible says, everything you do not do, okay, if it does not come from faith, it's sin. Oh, how the Bible encourage us to live by faith.
Amen.
To live according to the faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Before this year finishes, let's get back to the track of faith. Amen? Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. We want to please Him today. All three, please God today. Amen.
Amen.
By faith. Amen. Let's go. Next. All right. No. We're going to skip the scriptures now. Okay. Let's go to the defined faith. Okay. What is not faith then? What is not faith? What is not faith? What do you think? What is not faith?
Doubt.
Okay. Number one, determination. You say, you determine. Oh, I'm going to do the morning revival every day. With your own determination, with your power of your determination, power of your will, you determine to do it, it will last 2 days maximum. Right? It will last 2-3 days maximum. And then after that, you fail. See, faith is not determination. Second, faith is not commitment. You commit. Oh, next year, I'm going to finish the reading of the entire Bible. You commit yourself. That's not faith. That's not faith. Oh, we have to commit ourselves to God. Yes, but that's not faith. Because what happens? Even if you do a strong commitment to God, what happens? After 3 days, the same. Maybe 1 week, you're better. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, it has nothing to do with the soul. It doesn't come from your soul. Okay? Faith is not in the level of your soul. Faith is completely in the level of your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If it comes from the spirit, that's a faith. If it comes from your soul, your own determination, your will, your emotion, your thought, it's not faith. It can easily deceive you. I pray that you and I, we will have faith purity, 100% from the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Not even mixing from spirit with some part of this. Some element of the spirit and the soul mixed together. That's even more dangerous. It will bring confusion, huh? Okay, so that is not the faith. What is it then? What is it? Okay, what is? Number one, faith is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, Hebrews 12 verse 2. Let's read it together loudly. Loud and clear. Ready? Begin. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Fix our eyes on Jesus, right? Why? Because He is the author and perfecter of our faith. Everybody say, He is the author,
He is the author
of your faith.
He's
the perfecter
of your faith.
Author means He initiated, He started. Listen, Now before I go further with this message today, we have to admit this now, okay? Because Bible says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there will be the kingdom of heaven, right? Yeah. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Now, if you think you have faith, then you need to empty your mind, right? You need to come back to the place where you say, Lord, I don't have faith. You think you have faith? No. Okay, listen. Because Jesus Christ is the author of your faith. He's the one who started, right? He's the author. He's the one who gives to you. So if He doesn't give it to you, we cannot have it. The faith is something not that we create. We get it by our own work or our own deed. Do you understand? It's not something that we get it where we achieve it. Hmm? Therefore, to begin with, we need to say, I don't have faith. Don't misunderstand or deceive yourself thinking that I have faith. Therefore, I came to church today. I have faith. Therefore, I give my tithing. No. Unless the author of your faith gives the faith to you, you will never have faith. So we have to come to the ground where we admit, I don't have faith. Can you say that? I don't have faith. You got to have this spirit of poor in spirit, empty. Then God can give you a true faith. Amen?
Amen.
Say this, I don't have faith.
I don't have faith.
Some of you have a hard time saying this. No, what are you talking about? I have faith. Okay, so he said Jesus Christ is the author of faith. Not only He is the one who starts, but He's also perfecter. He finishes our faith. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we don't have to worry about whether our faith is good or bad or big or small, you know? Because Jesus Christ, He is the author and He's the perfecter. He's going to start, He's going to finish it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus is our faithful God.
Amen.
He's so faithful, Lord.
Amen.
We just need to follow Him. Amen? Next scripture. All right. So, second, what is faith then? Faith of the Son of God. Okay. Galatians 2:20. Let's check this scripture. It's a very important scripture now. All right? Some of you, you're quite new to this church. Then you'll be very surprised with this scripture. Okay, I'll reveal the truth to you. Okay? All right, Galatians 2:20. You know this scripture many times, right? You ready? All right, let's read it together. Begin. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith. The faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself up for me. Now, notice that word, of. The faith of. Now, in NIV or other versions, they might say, okay, faith in the Son of God. Now, there's a huge difference. Huge difference from heaven to earth. If when you say faith in the Son of God, can you put the in? I like it, brother. Of course, it's very fast. Try to put in instead of of. What happened? Good. See, when you say the faith in the Son of God, whose faith is talking about? Huh? When you put the word in, that refers to my faith. My faith in the Son of God, right? Now, when you put it like this, it will mislead from the truth of the Word of God.
Amen.
Okay? Because there's no such thing as my faith. Unless God gives the faith to you, you will not have faith. Do you understand? Unless God gives you salvation, you will not have salvation. Unless God gives you Holy Spirit, you will not have Holy Spirit. Unless God gives you holiness, you will not be holy. Unless God gives you a gift, you're not going to have a gift. Do you understand? God is the one who gives you life, and God is the one who gives you gifts. God is the one who gives you talent. God is the one who gives you health, money, everything. Hallelujah!
Amen.
If it came from God, it will return to Him. Hallelujah!
Amen.
And remember what Job is saying, right? Praise the Lord, the one who gives to me, He takes away. He gives and takes away. What is the song? He gives and takes away.
He gives and takes away.
Get that thing on your head. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He gives and takes away. He gives and takes away. Amen.
My heart will try to say, blessed be your name.
We gotta sing that song after the message. I like that song. Remember that song, right?
Yeah.
See, Job. You know the story of Job, right? One day he lost everything: his children, his possession, his wife, his health, and even his wife said, "You condemn your God and you die now. You die. Kill yourself." Oh my goodness. If his wife encouraged him, maybe Job was a little better, right? But he lost everything. But even his wife cursed him. Oh, Rachel, don't ever curse me. I need you. So, right? God is the one who gives to you. God is the one who takes away. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't think that when God takes away that he hates you. No. God is the God, one who gives to you and he takes away in his right timing. Hallelujah. Alright? When it is time for you to die, die. Sorry to say this. When it's time to die, you die. And when you die, it's a blessing because you're going to meet Jesus. You're going to enter into eternity. Hallelujah. For me, like Apostle Paul, for me, it is better for me to die now and be with the Lord.
Amen.
I don't want to go through this hectic, this sinful world. It's getting more sinful and more wretched, right?
Yeah.
Oh, terrible. This world is going terrible. This world will not get better. This is my 14th January. It's my 14th year of living in Korea. My goodness. I can't believe it. I served the migrants for 14 years. I think I need a break, right? I deserve some rest. 14 years! Usually when you go to a mission on a missionary, after 6 years, you have a sabbatical year, 1 year rest. And then, regain the strength and you serve again. Me, 14 years without stopping. So I deserve some rest, don't I? Send me to Hawaii.
2 years rest.
Just kidding, brother. Ah, he's a mean brother. You know what I mean? He wants me to rest in heaven. No rest here on this earth.
No rest here.
He's a mean brother.
No rest.
He's a mean brother. Thank you, brother, for reminding me that I should not, you know, pursue happiness on this earth. I should just pursue Jesus, right? Here. Oh my goodness. What was it I saying? What was I saying? Help me, somebody. I got lost my track. I lost my track. Siski, what was I saying?
Gives and takes away. Gives and takes away.
This God.
Yes. So, brother and sister, okay. Oh, the death. Yeah. For believers, death. I say this again and again, right? For believers, for the children of God, death is not the end of life. It's the beginning of eternity.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our goal is not to live 120 years on this earth. No. Our goal is to become Jesus. To express the triumph of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So whatever the time that God has given us, we need to use it best to become Jesus in life and nature. Amen.
Amen.
So we need faith, right? Now let's go back to this. The faith of the Son of God. So faith in the Son of God means is my faith. But faith of the Son of God is whose faith? Whose faith is it? It's Jesus' faith. Hallelujah. It's the faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that there's no such thing as my faith. Praise the Lord is his faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord is not my effort. Praise the Lord is his gift. It's his gift and his grace. Are you glad and happy?
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Is something? Yeah? Awakening? Okay. Okay. Jesus Christ himself is the faith, right? It's the faith of the Son of God. Number three, the Word of God. Okay, let's look at the scriptures. So, okay. Romans 10:17. You know this scripture, right? Begin. So faith comes out
of hearing,
and hearing through
the word of Christ.
The word of God is faith. Without word of God, we cannot have faith, right? What are we believing, by the way? We are believing the word of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are believing the word of God. We are trusting the word of God.
Amen.
We are putting our faith on the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you're not reading the Bible every day, your faith is stuck somewhere. Right? If you're not eating the word of God, your faith is stuck somewhere. So before next year, the fresh new year, happy new year, right? We're going to go back to the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to love the Bible.
Amen.
We're going to love the love letter, God's love letter.
Amen.
Open the Bible every day, morning, whenever you have time, open it. Amen.
Amen.
The morning revival is very good. It's a wonderful material, I'm telling you. It's much better than you think. All right? So get into the morning revival, get into the Bible, you know, the memorize the scriptures. Do everything you can, because that's going to build up your faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Next. Okay. So, do you see this? In the beginning was the Word, right? The Word was with God. The Word was God. That's Jesus. The Word became flesh. See that? The Word became flesh. The Word is Jesus. We need to eat Jesus by eating the Word every day. Praise the Lord. And one of the best way is a prayer reading, my brothers and sisters. Prayer reading. Prayer reading the Word of God. Okay, let's go on. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to live by faith and not by sight. Bible tells us we need to live by faith. Amen?
Amen.
Not by sight. Okay, don't live by sight. Okay? Because, listen, which is bigger? Spiritual world or physical world?
Spiritual world.
Yeah. Which world is controlling? Physical world is controlling spiritual world, or spiritual world is controlling physical world?
Spiritual world is controlling physical world.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So what we are seeing is physical world, isn't it?
Yeah.
With our eyes, we are seeing physical world, right? So this physical world we're seeing is very, very small compared to the spiritual realm. Do you understand? Therefore, we need to live not by sight, not by what we see. Hallelujah. Amen. Number two, we need to not live by our own feelings. Oh, listen, some people say, I have faith in God, but I don't have feeling. I don't feel it. They are pursuing, they are seeking some kind of feeling. No, faith has nothing to do with feeling. I say it again. Faith has nothing to do with feeling. Say this to somebody. Faith has nothing to do with your feeling. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Bible says God is love, right? Bible says God is love. Now, because you don't feel the love of God, that doesn't mean God is liar. You understand? When the Bible says God is love, He is love. Hallelujah. Even if you don't feel it, He is love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're talking about? When Bible says God is faithful, even if you don't feel the faithfulness of God, He is still faithful. Praise the Lord. So don't follow your feeling. Amen. Don't follow your feeling. Follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Third, live by faith, not by circumstances. All right? Not by circumstances. Not by what you see. It's similar, isn't it? There's a story about, the Israelite in Moses' generation, right? Joshua and Caleb. The 12 spies, they sent the 12 spies to see the land of Canaan, the promised land. So they sent, I'll go there and then see. And then there were 12 spies, but 10 of them, they got all scared because what they saw was Anakites, the giant people there in the land of Canaan. They were giants. The giants, they're so scary. Oh, when we enter into the land of Canaan, we're going to die. So they got scared. Only Joshua and Caleb. You know what they said? They said, they are our food.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. They respond by faith, not by circumstances or feeling or sight. By the way, God told, Moses and Joshua, right? Enter. Go enter and possess the land.
Mm.
God already commanded. If God commanded, we don't need to go there and check it out. Do you understand? It is not faith to go and check it out. It is not our business to go and check it out. Do you understand? If God said it, we need to enter the land by faith. Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Wow, amen.
14 years ago, when God told me and Rachel clearly, go to Korea and serve migrants. 14 years ago, God clearly told us. But you know what? I had no faith or too little faith back then. Because I came to Korea by myself. I wanted to check it out with my own eyes. Because this is a very serious matter for our family. My two boys were there, very small. So migrating back to Korea with my whole family, that was a serious thing. So I had to come to Korea and check it out. Like as if 12 spies were going into the land of, the land of Canaan to check it out, right? So that was my mistake, to come here to check it out. I should have just obeyed God's voice and said, hey, pack up the luggages, let's go. We should just do it like that, huh? But I came here to check it out. Brothers and sisters, don't check it out. When God said it, just do it.
Hallelujah.
Just enter it. That's faith. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Your faith should be above your sight, what you see with your own eyes. Your faith should be above your feelings, above your circumstances.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Because the spiritual world is controlling the physical world. Even if you don't see it, it will come out. It will come around. It will happen in God's perfect timing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So don't move. Don't be swayed by what you see, what you feel, what you're facing in the circumstance. Oh, wow. Brother Joseph is here. He makes my heart so happy. He's here. He got more handsomer. Praise the Lord. Okay, next. Okay, so live by the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, but what's the scripture now? Why? Because John 6:63. Begin. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, when I share this, give me the mic. When I share this, I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about written word of God. All right, listen. Here, Bible says, okay, the words here, do you see this? The words which I have spoken. Now, this is Jesus speaking, right? The words there is not logos. Logos means written word of God.
That's right.
You are seeing right now the Bible, the book, right? Bible means book. So here's a book, and there's a word of God here, right? This is the written word of God.
Right.
Now, so many people are trying to live by the word of God, written word of God. Pharisees and Sadducees in the Old Testament and the New Testament, right? You understand? But so many religious people, priests, they are living by the written word of God. They are living a religious life. Now, God is not talking about that. God is not talking about that. Okay? Let's say you wake up in the morning and you turn to one chapter and you read it. And then you read it and you pray. And you fulfill your religious duty and you feel good. But your life is not changing. You have no real connection. No real communication with Jesus. There's no real experience. Now, that's a religious activity, right? So God is not talking about that. The words here is Rhema. Everybody say Rhema.
Rhema.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Rhema is a spoken word. It's not written word. It's a spoken word. In your spirit, you have to hear His word. Hear His voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand? This written word of God, when God speaks to you, that's Rhema. But this written word of God, when God is not speaking to you, you are just reading it by your own knowledge, your intellect, your mind, that's religion. Do you understand?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen. When we are worshiping Jesus here, and when we are worshiping Him, right? As a church, as a believers. But if Christ is absent, then this is religious service. When we are gathering together, when we are praying, and Christ is not there, that's a religious prayer. When we are doing Bible study and Christ is not there, that's a religious Bible study. Do you understand? So many churches are doing Bible study, worship, and prayer meeting without Jesus. Just written word of God. Just religious activity. But we are not interested in religious activity. We are interested in what?
Jesus.
Jesus Himself. Hallelujah. Because He's all-inclusive Christ. Praise the Lord. He's everything. He's all things to us. Amen. So the Rhema. Rema, spoken word of God
to you.
They are spirit and they are life. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now this is the faith that we're talking about. This is the kind of faith that we're talking about. We're not talking about religious faith. We're talking about real living faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, next. Okay, so we need to live by the Spirit, the Word of God. Number two, the Spirit. Because 1 Corinthians 6:17, listen to this verse now. Look at this now. Read it together. But he who is joined to the Lord is?
One Spirit.
Well, how many Spirit?
One Spirit.
What happened? Two Spirit, my Spirit, small s, with Holy Spirit, capital S, has joined together and has now become one Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I remember brother Alex from Gabon. He said, oh, then how do we discern which is which? Is my Spirit or Holy Spirit? How do I discern? He's not here today. Huh? He asked me that question during the TLS. And I answered him. I said, you cannot discern it anymore. Why? Same kind of water, same element of water, two bottles of water. When you mix it, you cannot separate it any longer. It's impossible to separate now. We are one with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Are you getting this? So, live in your spirit means live by the Spirit. That's why Ephesians 6:18 says, do not get drunk with wine, but be filled in spirit. That be filled in spirit is talking about small s. It's your spirit. Many people think it's the Holy Spirit. But it's actually it's your spirit. Because when you live in your spirit, you are living in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to live in the Spirit. Now this is exactly what it means to live by the Spirit. Live by faith. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Listen, faith is a spiritual realm. Faith is not in your soul, in the realm of your soul. Do you understand? Faith is completely 100% it's the realm of spiritual world. Amen? Praise Jesus. That's what Bible says. Live by the Spirit. Live by faith. Live by Christ. Let's go to the next one. Galatians 5:16. All right, ready? But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. How many of you agree with me that lust of the flesh is very strong? Who can say lust of the flesh is very weak in my body? Raise your hand if you say, lust of the flesh is very weak in my body. Raise your hand. What do you mean? No one can say this, right? The lust of the flesh is so strong. We have to admit Satan is strong. He's strong, right? He's stronger than us, but not stronger than Jesus. The one who is greater is in us. Amen. But we have to admit the flesh is very strong. Very strong. But you know what? When we walk by the Spirit, we can overcome flesh. Praise the Lord. This is the kind of faith we're talking about. Let's go to the next one. Okay, so believe. Now, this is my conclusion, all right? All right? Are you ready, church? I'll finish within 5 minutes now, okay? Believe now. We need to believe what?
By
faith, we are born again. Amen. Number two. Let's go to number two. By faith, we receive the water baptism. We cross the Red Sea. Amen. By faith, we eat manna. Amen. By faith, we drink the living water from the rock. And by faith, we cross the Jordan River, which is the Spirit baptism, right?
Amen.
And by faith, we enter into the land of Canaan.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. By faith, we have been baptized into one body. It's by faith. Everything has happened by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith of what? Faith of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So God had mercy on you. This is what happened now. Brothers, listen. God had mercy on you, so God gave you faith. Whoa. The moment you open yourself, say, oh, I want to believe. Lord. Instantly, he gave you faith. You know what I'm talking about? So, there's nothing we can do but to open ourselves before him. Praise the Lord. Someone said this today. I think it was the same. Did you say? We cannot do anything but to open ourselves. When we open ourselves, he will do everything for you. Praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Open your mouth, saints. Bible says, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Amen?
Amen.
He said, amen. Open your mouth. Then your heart will be open. Open your heart. Then your spirit will be open. Then God will dispense himself into you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't need to say, oh, give me faith.
No.
Just open your heart to Him and He will come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We don't need to say, oh, God, give me your power. No. Just open yourself. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, here's the conclusion, right? We must believe. Number four, we must believe we are already dead in Christ. Amen? Everybody say, we... Okay, can we
recite this together. Come on, brothers, now.
Okay, ready? Number one, begin. We are already dead in Christ. One more time. We are
already dead in Christ.
Hallelujah! This is called faith! Okay? We are already dead. You don't need to say, oh Lord, crucify me.
Uh-huh.
That is to say, you're not believing what Christ has already done 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. Bible says, I have been crucified. Amen. Bible does not say, I will be crucified. No, Bible says, I have been crucified. Hallelujah. So Bible declares, you believe. You take it. Then it's going to solve it. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now this is the power of faith. We are already dead in Christ. Amen. The second one. Ready? Begin. We are in the power of resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, Jesus. Don't pray like this. Give me power, Lord.
Uh-huh.
No. Instead, pray like this. Thank you for the power of resurrection.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't need to beg from God. He gave us everything. In Christ was everything. All-inclusive death. All-inclusive resurrection. What more God can give it to you when He gave you everything? Number three. Begin. We have been ascended together with Christ. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Ephesians 2:15. It says it. Okay, one more. We have number four. Ready? We have been seated together with Christ. Amen. Now give us Ephesians 2:15. I'm going to read that. Ready? Ephesians 2:6, I'm sorry. Begin. And raised us up together with Him, and seated us together with Him in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Today we are exploring the importance of faith. You know what? Faith is in Christ. And when we enter into Christ, there is a faith. We are one with the faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not my faith, it's His faith is there, and we are beginning to live with His faith. And He's going to complete it. He's going to perfect it. Do you see that? If you have a time, if you're a Bible scholar, or you want to be one, I want to suggest you something. From now on, when you look at the Bible, especially the New Testament, right? Especially the New Testament, the letters of the apostles, circle all the word in Christ, in. You find out how many in there in the Bible. So many of them. This is the secret. This is the mystery, brothers. The moment you believe, you are in Christ. Because you are in Christ, you're already dead. You are already rose again with Christ. You are already seated together in the heavenlies. You are already in the throne. And you have the authority and your position is in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen? You are in Christ. The more you realize, the more you will exercise it. You want to see the last verse? Last verse. Last verse. Look at this now. 1 Corinthians 1:30, one of my favorite verses. You should memorize this verse, huh? Beautiful verse. Look at this now. Ready? Read together. But of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us. Praise the Lord. You are in Christ Jesus. You are where?
In Christ.
Praise the Lord. Do you believe, brother? Brother J.R.? Huh? You are in Christ Jesus. Just remember that. Just remember this. You are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And in Christ, all the treasures of heaven and earth is there. All the authority of heaven and earth is there. All the power is there. Healing is there. Everything is there, what you need. Not what you want, but what you need is there. In Christ. Hallelujah. You are in Christ. Now this is a life of faith. Hallelujah. You don't need to try. Don't try. The moment you try, you're going to fail. The moment you try, it's a religious life. Don't try. Relax. Enjoy Jesus. Because you are in Christ. Hallelujah. enjoy Him. Just open up yourself, receive Him. Let Him dispense Himself into you. His life, His nature. And you're going to be conformed. Conformed to the image of Christ. Right? Hallelujah. So faith is easy, actually. Because it's not my work. It's not my effort. It's easy. It's Him. Jesus Himself is our faith. We are in Him. We are one together, one with Jesus. We are one with the faith. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
So we have to praise Him!
Amen.
Glorify Him!
Amen.
Declare Him!
Amen.
Amen.
Amen!
Open up your mouth and say, Oh Jesus!
Oh Jesus!
We love You, Lord!
We love You, Lord!
You are the author and perfecter of our faith!
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Hallelujah! About anything.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank Him.
Amen.
Praise Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Don't ask Him too much. He gave you everything.